Chapter 30. Senate Building Reception Hall, Coruscant.
Such luxury, murmured Patnalovin, as he and Dwin Dorvin entered the Senate reception area. How many credits simply to secure the area? How many spent on food and drink?
Well, sir, I can get you exact figures if you'd like, but I think we can just leave it at quite a lot, said Dorvin.
I would like exact figures, Patnal said. All this for one senator?
Well, technically, it's a welcome reception for all the new senators as they arrived at various times, Dorvin said. Roki Kem is, however, among the most highly respected. While it was commendable that Kem had postponed her departure from Karras until she felt the situation was stable enough to warrant it, Dorvin was relieved that the new senator had finally arrived. Intelligent, compassionate, far-seeing, Roki Kem was certain to be an ally against the increasing intolerance that was seeping through the government. Club Boitu had already discussed not if they wanted to bring her in, but how and when. I think you will find her someone you can work with, he said. Padnal seemed to jerk from his stunned reverie. He looked at Dorvin sharply, then nodded.
I certainly hope you are right, he said.
Although Padnal, like Dorvin, was not one to stand on ceremony, their arrival had been noticed, and now beings were beginning to come up to them. Dorvin hung back, letting the interim chief of state precede him. He snagged a glass of sparkling bloom fruit juice and sipped on it while his eyes scanned the room. In one corner, Kamaran Suldar was holding forth to a rapt audience comprising the members of his subcommittee and several other junior senators. His hearty laugh could be heard over the buzz of chatter, and Dorvin shook his head slightly. Elsewhere, Wool and his allies chatted pleasantly, seeming quite at ease. Scattered around were other duos and trios made up of representatives of nearly every planet in the Alliance. Behind Dorvin came a sudden, genteel hubbub, and he knew that Roki Kem had arrived. He turned around. Tall but slightly built, she was at once even more impressive and pleasant in person. The holocams had not done justice to the true hue of her blue skin, nor captured the sheen of her blue-green hair adorned with ribbons of every color. Roki moved with a fluid grace that reminded Dorvin of a dancer, and her smile fairly lit up her face as she greeted those who, unusual for seasoned politicians, clustered around her, eager for her attention.
Please, please,
she said in her dulcet voice.
Thank you so very much for welcoming me. I am truly honored to be here, but we are all equals now, surely. That is what my people fought for, after all.
Her face darkened slightly as blood rose to her cheeks, and she ducked her head almost shyly, even as she reached to shake every hand extended to her. Her eyes, large and green and luminous, wandered to Dorvin, and her smile grew.
Excuse me for just a moment, please,
she said, gently maneuvering her way through the crowd toward him.
Wynne Dorvin, how good to finally meet you.
He was a trifle surprised to be so singled out, but he accepted both the hands she held out to him.
Senator Rikari Kem, he said. You have the distinction of being the easiest to accept senator in our recent application process.
She beamed at him, as if he had told her she was the most beautiful, intelligent, and wonderful being in the universe.
I am so pleased,
she said.
I am grateful to be able to serve my people in this new capacity. The dream of belonging to the Galactic Alliance has been a cherished one for my world. Thank you for permitting it to come true.
He inclined his head.
You made it easy for us, ma'am. Would that all of the decisions were as agreeable. Please, let me introduce you to our interim chief of state, Patnalovin. He too comes from a race of oppressed beings. I think the two of you will get along splendidly.